So let us turn to the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians, y'all. We just got a few verses, and we ain't going to be too long today. Somebody said to me earlier, let's get out of here early, right, Pastor? And I said, well, you speak in prophecy. Okay, God will handle it. Philippians 2, drop down to verse 9, and we just going to go through 9, 10, and 11. When you have it, say amen. Philippians, very familiar passage of scripture. A lot of people love to talk about it. I just wonder sometimes, do we believe it? Sometimes we just go about doing things and act like we don't believe it, but I believe it, y'all. I believe it. I believe it. I'm telling you, yesterday when I was sitting at my word and I was just in meditation and listening to some things and hearing what God said, I got a text message say, what? Old barren people, what? Rejoice in spite of. And I started shouting at the computer. Why? Because that was a word from God. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen to this. Philippians 2, 9 through 11. And it says, wherefore God also have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that what? At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, at things in heaven and things in earth and what? Things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess what? That Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. That's somebody, y'all. And we're going to talk about today the name above all names. The name above all names. I might say some things today that you might think might not be right, but God has said it, so I know it's right, and I'm going to say what he told me to say, because this is a name above all names. A name above all names. Now, last week, you know, we talked about God's purpose, right? And last week we completed in 2 weeks a cycle. Next slide, Sister Beverly. And I just want to show you this slide again, and what? That God had a purpose for us, right? And the purpose for us is to assume the position, what? Of prayer. And that when we assume the position of prayer and pray, that what? God gives us power. And the purpose of having power is that what? We would praise God. And when we praise God, what? It will happen perpetually. And we show that what? This thing keeps happening. It's like the Ferris wheel that goes round and round. It's like the wheel on the bus that goes round and round. It's like everything. So when we do what God says and follow what he says, then this thing never stops. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you want this slide, I can send it to you. Don't worry. You don't have to write, I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you. But we realized that last week we talked about what? Completing the cycle. And the cycle always leads us back, what? To purpose. That God made us in his image for a purpose to do all things. And that what? He could show his power through us, what? Which is his love toward us. And that what? He died for us. And when he gave us this power, it's just that. But our purpose has to be what? That we assume the position, what? Of humility. So what? That we would then pray. Because proud people don't tend to pray. Not how God wants you to pray, because you're praying for yourself. He told us what? Don't be like what? Those who are full of themselves with vain repetition, they stand to be seen. What? We got to assume the position of humility. And then when we pray, and because we pray, he what? Anoints us with power. And we pray what? In whose name? In Jesus' name. Not in Allah's name or any other. And that's okay for whatever other people do. But we know the truth. We got to pray in Jesus' name. Because if we pray in Jesus' name, he gave us a promise, what? That you should ask, and whatever you should ask, what? You should have it. Hallelujah. So we can wait on it. And when we pray, we get that power. And when we have power, guess what? We like to praise. Yeah. Hey, don't you like to praise when you have power? Yeah. I'm looking at the Olympics, and every time somebody wins, what? They're praising. I looked last night, and I was watching the snowboard jumping, and I looked, and this 17-year-old boy who wasn't going anywhere, y'all. Y'all don't know the whole story. This boy was sort of misguided in life, okay? He was sort of dealing on the rough side, but then he found something that he liked. He found that he liked to ride the snowboard, and so it changed his life. And here he was yesterday, at 17 years old. At 17 years old, he beat the 23-year-old. He beat all the rest. 17 years old, he became an Olympic gold champion. A little bitty old boy from Cleveland, Ohio, Euclid, Ohio, moved out to Colorado. And here he was. I'm the world champion. Didn't mean that he was the best all time. time because others have did better, but on this day, in the joy, he had power at that moment that was granted him. And because so he began to praise, he began to throw his hands up and he took off his helmet and he sat on the ground. He just didn't know how to act. He was just happy that here he was in Korea, y'all. He had just won the Olympic gold. And so then what happens when you praise, it happens what? Continually. So David said, my praise will be what? Be in my mouth what? Continually. We understand that means perpetually. It will never leave. And when you praise, guess what? It leads you right back to your purpose. So we see this cycle, this continuing going on. And that's where we are today, that what? Because of the name above all names, this cycle is completed. Because of the name above all names, we see these things happening. We had an illustration, and I'm hoping to have a young man come and visit us one day. He's been here before, but I want to have him come visit us because I need you to understand something. He's 10 years old, and he believes in the power of prayer. He believes in the power of prayer. 10 years old, he believes in the power of prayer. And so because he believes in the power of prayer, he began to listen to God, and God instructed him to write a book. And so he's written a book, and he's published, and he published like his father published. So he published his book when he was 9 years old. And because he's published a book, and it's called The Uncommon Kid, and when he published his book, all of a sudden, real authors of people who he's been encouraged by are now sending him. So his dad said, you know something? I'm going to do something special for his birthday. Created an email account called The Uncommon Kid. And then he said, you know, anybody who wants to wish him something, just send him an email. And he said when he got up for his birthday on the 8th, which was on the 8th, he got up and his dad said, I got a gift for you. Said, before you go to school, I want you to look. You got your own email address. And he went in there and he started reading all the emails that he received. It made a difference in his life. He was already heading somewhere, and the right thing had been important, but he began to think that, wow, I could really make a difference in this world. A little 10-year-old boy now, a little 10-year-old boy said, yes, I can make a difference, because guess what? I'm going to act the way I want to act. So when he goes to school, when people are acting up, he said, y'all ought not do that. Okay? And his father's trying to coach him that there's a time to speak when God said not, but because of the way he acts, y'all, people's lives are being changed. I want him to come here one day because I want to encourage all the other young people who are around that. Guess what? No matter what it is that you can do, you can be an encouragement to somebody. So I told him, I want you to come in here and bring some books and I want you to give them away. I don't even want him to buy. And if I need to buy them, then I'll buy it. But I want him to come and give our children some books. We got some children here. Yeah, they're doing some good things and that's a wonderful thing. But we also got some children that still need to be encouraged. That yes, as a little bitty boy, he met one of his favorite authors one day. And his author said, wow, you like my books? And he said, yes. He said, well, I like your book too. And he just grinned from ear to ear. So we don't understand how we impact people. And the reason we impact people because it's the name of Jesus. And the thing I love most about this, young man, if you ask him why you're doing it, he said, because Jesus told me. 10 years old, Jesus told him. So I thank God for what he's doing. So today, let us look at what's happening. Another thing we have to understand, the first point today is the name of Jesus above all names, the name above all names, is for a purpose. Point number one is that what? It was formed and fashioned for his name. It wasn't an accident, y'all. It just didn't happen. It was formed and fashioned for him. You don't have to believe me. Let's go to what Philippians said. Right before this text that we just read in our scripture, if you go back to verses 6 through 8, he says what? Who, being in what? The form of God, thought it not robbery to be what? Equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Say, it ain't about me. It wasn't about him. Y'all know that, right? We've been studying John. It was all about what? The Father. But who was he formed after? The Father. How do we know? Because in the beginning, God made what? Man in his image. And he was what? He came down to earth, what? In the form of a man, which is after what? The image of God. Amen. So he didn't think it to be robbery that he was equal to God. Ooh, wait a minute. But if I say I'm equal to God, that's robbery. But no, he was not equal. He was not worried about that. Why? Because God sent him. Amen. So there he was. He said, but made himself what, of no reputation. He didn't want no credit. He wasn't trying to do it. I'm just doing the will of my father. Took upon him what? The form of a servant. So not only was a man, but he was formed to be a servant. He was not formed to be egotistical. He was not formed to say, I got to be the head. He was formed to be a servant. Drop this point in your note. You were formed to be a servant. You were not formed to be egotistical and bullheaded. You were not formed to say, I got all power because I'm this or I'm that. The president wasn't formed to be so egotistical. He was formed and fashioned what? In the image of God, what? To serve God. That's what all of us, so we were formed just like Jesus was formed. And the reason this is important, so we see that the master who has all power surrendered himself to the authority of God, which we what? Have to do the same thing. Oh, look at God, look at God, look at God, look at God. They say it was made what? In the likeness of men. And then it says what in verse 8? And being found what? In fashion as a man. He did what? Humbled himself. Now, I have to tell you the truth. This is contrary to what I was taught as a kid. Because when I was taught as a kid, because of the struggles of life in the community I grew up with, my daddy always told me, son, don't let you ever let no man put you down. You are man like anybody else. You put your pants on one leg at a time like they do. If they are so special they can jump up and put both on at the same time, that still don't make them no better. You are somebody. And that was a true statement, but the better statement would be, you were formed and fashioned after God. Didn't mean my dad didn't believe in God. Didn't mean my daddy wasn't following God. Just meant that in that statement, he was making us to what? Give us strength to what? Get through this world and this, all the racism and craziness that was going on. He said, I just want you to know, when you look another man in the face, they'll never be better than you. So that was a good statement. But oh, look at how much better it might have been if he had said, you were made by God and ain't nothing could ever come against you. Look at how I might have been. Woo, look at somebody. So it's not to demean what he said, but it's to tell us know that we need to get out of the isms that we were raised with and speak the full truth of the gospel. You are formed and fashioned after the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, when you accept him, you got all power. That's a name above every name. Don't ever let nobody tell you you're dumb or you don't know. I don't care if you don't speak in tongues. I don't care if you speak in five tongues. I don't care what you do. But if you are formed and fashioned and you know Jesus Christ, you got all power in the name of Jesus. You ain't never too young. You ain't never too old. You ain't never too in between. What we have formed, say he was formed and fashioned. He humbled himself and became what? Obedient. So because of the humility, and we get in this cycle, what? He assumed the position, what? To humble himself and what? Be obedient, which means what? He was ready to pray. So the word is just consistent. Say what? Obedient unto death, even what? The death of the cross. You don't have to believe it there. Let's go back to the Old Testament. How many remember the potter in Jeremiah? Next slide. Thank you, Sister Beverly. Says what? Jeremiah 5:5-6 says, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Now, I don't know if you know anything about pottery. If you know anything about pottery and what they do, they don't waste nothing. So if they create something, if they make something, and that something that they're making doesn't turn out the right way, let me tell you what they do. They just drop a little more water on it to soften it up, reshape it and remold it and use it again. Oh, that's something for some of us. Y'all don't understand that when we go through something, when we messed up and get jacked up because the issues of life are just wearing us down and we start to doubt and we start to fear and we start to run the other way. God don't throw us away. God said what? He sheds his tears out of our pain, that he shed his tears and his tears will drop on us and all of a sudden his compassion for us, it forgives us, and when it forgives us, it softens us, and when it softens up, he reshapes us, he remolds us, and watch us get up. So we think about what they said way back in Jeremiah. I tell the millennials and anybody else today, you believe technology, you creating things. What? God been communicating like that since long before. God had an internet before you ever thought about hardware. God had an internet, but God ain't had no internet. There were no wires. Yes, there was, called the Holy Spirit. You could be in California and somebody can be in Japan and God says, speak my love, and they start speaking it, and all of a sudden the same thing happened in California that happened in Japan, that happened in Korea, that happened in Russia, that happened in hospital states. I guarantee you today, somebody's talking about the name of Jesus. And they ain't using the internet. They're using the Spirit of God. And guess what? He's interpreting the language. He's talking to the old folks who say, come by here, good Lord. Talking to the old folks, Lord, remember me. Talking to the in-between folks, I'll praise him. I'll lift up his hands. Oh, he's talking to the young folks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The young people say what? Jesus loves the little children. The young people singing rap songs about God. The young people do. So God said what? He's interpreted what the internet tries to do, but got some stuff mixed in. God's been doing it since the beginning of time. Why? Because God's about bringing unity. And so if God's going to bring the unity, he got to deal with us what? Where we are. One thing we need to understand, anybody know anything about pottery? When it's not good, I don't throw you away. I just what? Before I put you in the oven and the fire, I reshape and mold you what? So that you look like what I want you to look like. Now after you look like what I want you to look like, then I make it permanent by what? Putting it in the oven and putting it in the fire. Now that's something for somebody right now. That's something for somebody right now. You didn't understand that what? God couldn't put you in the fire until after what? He formed and fastened you, which meant first you had to accept him. Once you accept him, yeah, I can throw you in the fire. Why? Because you're still going to come out like pure gold. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how it looks. You go and stand in the fire, and just like the three Hebrew boys, you say, even if I die, I'm still not going to bow. Even if I get burned, I'm still going to be okay, because my God said what? That I'm not going to do those things. So today, you need to know you are in the fire not because you ain't no good. You are in the fire because you were formed and fashioned after God. And because he formed and fashioned you, he said, now I got to bake you. And when he baked, I mean, I ain't going to give in. I ain't going to give up. I ain't going to die. Why? Because in the name of Jesus, the name above all names, what? I got power. In the name above all that, I don't have to bow to this world. In the name above all, I ain't got to argue. I ain't got to fight. I ain't got to fuss. And I ain't got to cuss. Amen. Why? Because you're going to make me do it right. So I don't have to hate you because you hate me. I'm going to love you because my God loves me. He just put me in the fire because he formed and fashioned me. So today, don't let nobody tell you you were formed and fashioned and he equipped you to handle whatever it is you need to handle. You were formed and fashioned, baby. You can handle it, and ain't no drugs going to make it no different. God's got your back. God's going to walk with you. God's going to talk with you. You just hold on. Amen. To our hold out. And it wasn't just in Jeremiah. It wasn't just in Jeremiah. Look what it says in Hebrews. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews says what? God who what? At sundry times and in divers places, divers manners, what? Spake in time past until the what? The fathers by what? The prophets have in these days, these last days, spoken to us what? What? By his son, who he has what? Appointed what? Heir of all things. Jesus, his son. He speaks to us. So that means he speaks to us what? In the name of Jesus. Because his son's name what? Is Jesus. So we don't have to listen to nobody else. I ain't got to listen to that prophet. I ain't got to listen to that prophet. Can I make it real clear to you? We ain't got to listen to Abba Father. Because guess what? Abba Father is his name. And that's what we love him. And I love to sing Abba Father. I belong to you. But the truth is, I belong to Jesus. So instead of just Abba Father, I got to connect that there's the dots. And sometimes we don't let people know the truth. They get misguided. Oh, we can get along because I love saying Abba Father. That works for me. But if you don't say Jesus, then that ain't going to work for you. That's a temporary place. When we get full of the Holy Ghost and full of knowledge, then we can translate that when I say Abba Father, I'm really going through Jesus. But if we don't know that piece, that other piece don't mean nothing. So we lose sight of what? The direct connect. You can't go around him. You got to go through him. Too many people want to go around Jesus. You can't go around Jesus. It's got to be through Jesus. I ain't telling you not to follow your God. I sit with Shaka. I ain't telling them not to believe in Jesus. They got to believe in Jesus. I can't say. I told them the other day, look, when we come and somebody needs prayer, y'all pray the way you pray to your God. I'm going to pray the way I pray to mine. I ain't afraid to hear what you say. I ain't afraid to hear what my Muslim brother says. I'm not praying that way. We are here what? For this community. But the reality is, I'm still trusting what? The God, Jesus Christ, got power. And as I pray, things will be done. And guess what? I will impact them because they can't impact me. And as they see the love and the compassion in us, and they see the truth in us, they will then realize that, wait a minute, they'll start thinking about what they do versus us thinking about what we do. That's why, because the power's in the name. I'm not putting anybody down now. We come together and we got all kind of stuff. We're sending out a letter. They wanted to send a letter out that we all serve the same God. Nope, can't sign it. Can't sign it. Well, but it's no, God ain't the same. You might believe that. But I'm a Christian, I believe in Jesus Christ. So it's got to come through Jesus. Now, if you say that we want peace, and we're what? We're writing this letter to be against racism against our Muslim brothers, I'm good with that. Why? Because that racism is wrong. Violence is wrong. But I can't say it's fine if it says we all serve the same God. So if you take that out, I'm okay with the rest of it. 4 months. 4 months to get a letter done. 4 months just to say we're against violence against the Muslim community, because that's not who we are. 4 months. And then at the end, when we thought we had all done, a whole lot of confusion. But no, I ain't worried about the confusion. You can put my name on that letter, because it ain't saying we serve the same God, because I can't endorse that. But I can endorse we should not have what? Violence against our brothers and sisters. God didn't want that for nobody. So God said, but he said here, he said, what? Who Jesus made have appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made what? The worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and what? The express image of his person. Talking about Jesus being the person of God. And we live in a society today that's inclusionary in words, not inclusionary in action. So we talked about the tongue today. It's fashionable and it's the right thing to say. I love everybody. It's the right thing to say. I don't judge you. It's the right thing to say. Just do what you want to do. It don't affect me. But it's not the right thing to say about by Jesus. Jesus wants us to stand up for what's right and what's what? Wrong. He wants us to speak against those things that are wrong. Not just run, you ought not do this. No, that's not how he spoke. Jesus got in there and got to know you. Jesus then said, I want to show you that I love you. Then Jesus called you out of what you were into. Too often, we just want to tell you, get out of it. We don't want to get dirty. We don't want to be in there with you. And you in college, baby, I know you're hearing all kind of stuff. Friends come from all kind of places, and they trying to put all kind of stuff in your head. Ain't none of that stuff any good if it ain't about Jesus. Okay, you just hold on to that. So they can speak it. They can go whichever way they want to go. They can do whatever thing they want to do. They can date whoever they want to date. They can talk about whatever they want to talk about. They can snort and take anything they want to do. But it's about Jesus. And as long as you trust Jesus, all of that stuff. But can I tell you what it said last week? But even if you stumble and you fall, your God made you such a way that he built you to get through the fire. He built you to say that I love you so much, I'm going to cry over you. So what? Guess what? So I'm going to reform you and reshape you. What? Bring you back to the place I want you to be. That's what we need to be telling people. I don't care what you look like, what you've done. In the name of Jesus, what? We got power for that stuff to be removed. That's what the word says. Hebrew, that's what he said. He said what? Fight what of the majesty on high. So we understand that he was formed and fashioned for this name. That's what Jesus, it wasn't for anything else. He was formed and fashioned for a name that would be above what? Every other name. And that's what we were formed and fashioned. So then what is the name? The second point today, the name of Jesus. It's no other name now. We did a study last year of all the names of God. Now, never did I tell you that those names of God represent the name that we should talk about. They talked about the characteristics of God and what God assumed and what they called him, what? In the Old Testament and even what we call him in the New Testament. But the name above all names is what? The name of Jesus. It's in the word. Look at it, it says, wherefore, Philippians 2:9, next slide, sister, thank you. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, given what? Him a name which is above every name, not just any, but it's a name above every name. Call whatever name you want to call, this name is greater. You could call Allah, this name is greater. You could call Buddha, this name is greater. You could call Majesty, whoever, this name is greater. The name above all names. What? It's above all names, that at the name of Jesus, what? Every knee shall bow. What? Every knee shall bow. And what? Not only things in heaven where it started, where he, what? From heaven he created the heaven, what? And things in the earth that we live in the earth, but what? Things under the earth. Some people like to say, well, he went down to hell when he was in the grave and he had a fight with Satan. And when they had the fight, he defeated Satan. I ain't getting into all that stuff. True, not true. I wasn't there. I don't read that there. I'm not trying to put something in things. He died, and when he got up, he rose over, and his name is greater than any other name. Amen. Now, I do have to drop something here on you. One of the reasons his name ain't greater than it is right now, because we ain't doing what we're supposed to do. We got too much compromise in our system. We got to go back to the potter, back to Jesus, so he can what? Clean us up a little bit. He can fortify us. He can continue baking us. Why? So that what? We're willing to stand and not surrender to what the world said. Because what? Jesus already overcame the world. It's in the scripture, right? Yes. So things in heaven and things in earth and under the earth. And that every tongue, not some, but every tongue, what? Should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory, oh, here we go again. He is the one. He is Lord. He's the name above every, but he still does what? Give glory to God the Father. Who do we give our glory to? Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Y'all didn't say nothing. Hello, lights. That's what Pastor Tate used to say. Hello, lights. Who do we give glory to?
God in the name of Jesus.
We give glory to God. Say, give glory to God, saints. I wish they meant give glory to Jesus, saints. Give glory to Jesus. Why? Because that's the name that we ought to be calling out. That's the reason we're trying to get all holy and sophisticated. I can call on God. Oh, God of my father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I get it. I get it. I've done it and I still do it sometimes. But what I do believe is that at the end of my prayer, I say in the name of Jesus. So in the name of Jesus, then all of that other stuff will be done. Amen. I ain't got to be afraid. I ain't got to try and be silent. I ain't got to try and be secretive. I ain't got to be scared to what? Let people know what I'm going through. Why? Because if I believe you know some Jesus, if I believe you know some God, then I want to tell you what I'm facing with and the battle that I'm going into. Why? Because I know if you call the name Jesus and I call the name Jesus, the word said where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing. Now, it don't mean we got to be in the same room holding hands, but if we touch and agree in the name of Jesus' Spirit, you could be in Japan, I could be in Hawaii, I could be in Illinois, but two or three are touching together in the name of Jesus, he's in the midst, and if Jesus is in the midst, then we win. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord God. We win. We will not be defeated. Take away anything you want from me, that's okay, because I will not be defeated. I don't know, we had all this snow, and I tried to get prepared. I went out and started the big snow blower, and it was running and sitting there, pumped up the tires, ain't been able to use it because it ain't been that much snow, but I got it all prepared, and I was ready. Went out the next morning, the next afternoon when the snow was all out there, cranked it up, it started right up, then it went, come on, wait a minute, Jesus, come on, Jesus, boom, I did, I touched Jesus, boom, oh, God said my name, right? Say, yeah, Lord, but I touched it in your name. Say, yeah, but that wasn't my will. Ooh, Lord, you want me? Say, yeah, do it the old-fashioned way. So I grabbed my shovel. Got done with my driveway. Went next door to Mom's driveway. God said, that's enough. Sat down. About 35 minutes later, I sat down. Now our lady said, go do some more. And when I got done, it was all over. Then I got up yesterday. And don't you know the street plower had a new driver? Normally when he comes around my house, because I'm on a corner, he comes close enough so that the first pass is all in the driveway. But he didn't. He was 2 feet away from the curb. And because he was 2 feet away, that meant I had to shovel and get out into the street. But then when he came back the next time, it's not all the way up in the driveway. And that's the heaviest of the snow. And then all of a sudden the devil tried to say, you need to remember your back. I said, the devil is a liar. And I ain't had a back pain. 3 days of shoveling snow. This morning when I got up, it was time to go. Get my daughter shoveled out. I shovel mine, then go over and shovel mom's. Thank you, Jesus. I said, look, I'm getting strong, Lord. My arms feel better. I can feel what? Lifting it up, I'm getting my workout. Check my phone and say, look at that. I done shoveled 3.5 hours of snow in 3 days. That's a workout, y'all. So glory to you, Lord God. And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to go to take this thing in, and it's going to start right up. That's okay. Because I said in the name of Jesus, I meant whatever your will. And Jesus said, I didn't tell you this would be. Do it the old-fashioned way. But then he began to show me, he said, all these people around who love you, nobody came over with the snowblower to say, hey, can I help you? He said, you don't need to go ask. He said, what I'm trying to show you is that even when you want to depend on them, even when you know that they love you, even when you've done the same things for them, don't mean they're going to come. They're waiting for you to ask. You don't need to ask them. You ask me, and when you ask me, I'll take care of it. Yeah. So I said, now, and I know they love me. Don't get me wrong. I know they love me. I know what they do. I know how they feel. I know how they pray. But God said, that's all right. What? The name of Jesus. And so now we're sitting here going, okay, it's done. Look at what he said, the name of Jesus, with the glory of God. Next slide, Sister Beverly. Look at what the name of Jesus is. The name of Jesus, what? Is great. Jesus, what? Got an inheritance. God declared it, what? In Matthew 3:17, he said, what? This is my beloved son, and what? In whom I am well pleased. He said the same thing in John. After he was there with John the Baptist, he declared, what? His name. So that was an inheritance passed on to Jesus. Said his accomplishments, what? His miracles, signs, and wonders. And I ain't got enough time to go through every miracle that he did, but the miracles that Jesus performed, nobody else could do. Just like when God was there, what, before Pharaoh, they threw their sticks down, they threw their rods down, they turned the snakes, what? Moses' rod, what? Ate up their snake. They could not do anything. That's what God has said. In the name of Jesus, nobody can stop us. You can learn more. You can do more. You'll be blessed with experiences that nobody's going to get except God gives them to you. That's why I got excited last night. Mr. Benny, he wasn't a rich man from Nigeria. He was a poor man from Nigeria. Came here. He works as a maintenance worker. And here he was. He said, look, my baby, they told her your thigh's too fat to figure skate, so you need to do speed skate. She could have took that and got angry, but she did. She said, yeah, I like to go fast. So then she started going fast and fast and faster. But Mr. Benny, he said, this family took my daughter in. This family, I don't care what they say about white don't liking black. This white family out in Utah took my baby in so she could skate. So every time I think of them, I just start crying. But he encouraged his baby, say, kick some hiney, Benny. Biney, B-I-N-E-Y. What? Go out there and do your best. God. And that's a message to us. We ought to be kicking some hiney out there. Okay, in the name of Jesus. I'm just being real. This is not the social club, y'all. This is a war. This is a battle. If you ain't kicking some hiney, your hiney getting kicked. Oh, you don't want to believe me. How many nights have you cried and stayed awake because something didn't go your way? Because you refused to surrender it to God. How much of your money has gone away because you wouldn't surrender it to God? Oh, I'm making a pretty good buck, Pastor. Say, you paying your tithes. Well, you know, I get there. Okay, well, you want to make sure. What you got now, if you don't start giving what to God because you know the truth, it's going to eventually go away. It'll go away through a trial and tribulation anyway because God has some of us designated that that's what you're going to do so you can reach those who don't have. For what? So they have hope. Some people don't believe it. No, you ain't never going to go there. I'm going to say, no, let me tell you something. You cannot tell me what I've heard from the voice of God. You might tell me what you think the promise is, but I ain't missing anything. I'm not, you know, running off, falling over. And I know what God said. God says sometimes he got to have an example for somebody who's gone through the fire, that's come out of the fire, so they know that if I'm in the fire, I can come out. If they don't ever see that you come through the fire, they ain't going to ever trust it. So if everybody's rich, guess what? Those who ain't got nothing, they never going to trust nothing. But guess what? Every now and then, God's got somebody say, I'm still here. Every now and then, God say, guess what? Look at what God is doing. Just the other day with all the snow, there's an organization this guy created in Chicago. We go around, black, white, and Asian, everyone, we get together and go shovel people snow for senior citizens. And one after another, 89 and 90-year-old women came to the door. Well, I thank the Lord that they shoveling my snow because I don't have the money to pay for it, and that snow would have sat there till the sun took it away. But here they were, organized to go what? Bless somebody else. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. What? It's achievements, right? Jesus, what? The name of Jesus. Say, oh, death, 1 Corinthians. Oh, death, where's thy sting? Oh, grave, where's thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is what? The law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us what? The victory to what? Our Lord, what? Jesus Christ. We shall not be defeated. Why? Because Jesus has what? An inheritance. He's got accomplishments and achievements that what? God has granted him at the name of Jesus. And if you don't believe me, look at what it says in 1 Peter. Next slide, Sister Beverly. It says what? Wherefore, laying aside what? All malice and all guile and all hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking as newborn days, newborn babes, what? Desire what? The sincere milk of the word that ye may what? Grow thereby. What? We ought to what? Be willing to assume the position. In order to desire the sincere milk, we need what? To pray. And when we pray, what? God will give us power. And the power is what? In the word. And the word comes what? In the name of Jesus. But we got to desire it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But then I need you to understand one other thing. This last point, then we'll be up out of here. Yeah, we getting out early today. We can go home and shovel and sit down and be warm and wait. Get ready for tomorrow. You're going back today or tomorrow? You're going back today? Okay, praise God. We're praying for traveling grace in the name of Jesus now. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The third point today is the conferred promise. This promise that in the name of Jesus is conferred upon us when we believe in Jesus the Christ. When we believe that what? He died, was buried, and rose. All of a sudden, he confers this upon us. Why? Because we believe it. We've what? Confessed it with our mouth. We believed it in our heart and confessed it in our mouth. What? God raised him from the dead. Said what? Thou shalt be saved. And once we're saved, we've got a degree and a promise conferred upon us. Now, what does conferred mean? Well, just let me read the scripture first. First it says, John 14, 12 through 14 says what? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works I do shall what? He do also, and greater works than these, what? Shall he do? Because what? I go unto the Father, and whosoever ye shall ask, what? In my name, that will I do, that the Father may what? Be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I'm conferring my power, what? Onto you. I'm conferring my authority onto you. I'm conferring what? All the blessings onto you. I'm conferring what? My authority, my position as heirs, what? Onto you. Because I did what my Father said, and I was obedient until the end. My Father will now listen to me as I pass it from me onto you. What? Because you believe in my name. And you are what? Willing to ask what? In my name. You don't have to believe me. Look at what it means. Look at what it means. Next slide. Thank you, Sister Beverly. Confer. Says to what? Be granted or bestow. Degrees are conferred. When you go to school and you graduate, we confer this degree. High school, college, we confer it unto you. What? We get so good in society that companies go, the university say, we confer this honorary doctorate degree on you. You didn't do all the work, but because of the other work you've been doing, they think it's so valuable, they confer this degree onto you. But don't you know that that's what God does to us? He confers it onto us. What is he conferring? His promise of what? Power. Promise of what? Deliverance. His promise of what? Victory. His promise of what? Peace. What is it? My peace I give to you? Shalom peace. Yeah, I can go get the old word and bring it to the new. Because my peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Why? Because he don't want us to be upset about nothing. In the name of Jesus, you get peace. In the name of Jesus, you can sleep. In the name of Jesus, you can face the bill collector. In the name of Jesus, you can face your enemy. In the name of Jesus, you can face hatred. In the name of Jesus, you can face bias. In the name of Jesus, you can face when they think you're too young to know anything, but you know something because God has told you, you can face the old folks. In the name of Jesus, guess what? You can face the young folks. I ain't never lived in a time in my life where so many people who are older are so afraid of young people. That did not happen when I grew up. You ran into someone who was a senior over you, they would whip you upside down if you came at them the wrong way. And if didn't, they say, hey, y'all, we got one over here. They being disrespectful, everybody would come out of their house, son, girl, daughter, you know better. And we flipped the script. We afraid. They got guns. They wild. They don't know God. You didn't know God either. But what? At the name of Jesus, son, daughter, put that gun down. In the name of Jesus, you need to find God. When you're ready, I'm there. I'm going to love you anyhow. But what you're doing, you need to know something. I'm praying that the Lord will strike it out of you because it ain't right. And we need to tell them that. Not trying to hide them to keep them from the police. We need to tell them that. We are not given a spirit of fear. So why am I going to be afraid? My daddy tells me sometimes, son, you a little hard. I say, you a little hard. I ain't hard. My God did not give me a spirit of fear. If I deny him down here and be fearful, say what, he will deny me. Who am I really being? We can't be afraid because they say no. You don't believe me? Look at Ephesians. It says what? Wherefore I also, after I heard of what? Your faith in the Lord Jesus. It's Paul writing to the church of Ephesus. And love unto what? All the saints. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That what? The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? The spirit what? Of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. What? And the eyes of understanding being enlightened. I want you to have everything. I want you to know everything. That's what Paul said. That ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of glory of his righteousness in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness what of power to us. Why? Because it's in the name of Jesus. Great power. Somebody say no prayer, no power. Lots of prayer, lots of power. Takes us back to that cycle. Our purpose is to assume the position to pray, and when we pray, what we get power from the word of God. And because we got power through the name of Jesus, guess what? Then all of a sudden, we got a purpose to keep going because we will praise him. Thank you, Lord, for one more day. So when you see somebody who's praising him all the time, they done been through something. They done been delivered through something. They know somebody who changed lives. So what? They can't help but praise him. Sister Susie said a few weeks ago, my brother who what I prayed for, I told y'all I prayed for. Now what? Pray to look at what God is doing. Woo, thank you, Jesus. The power of prayer. So he says, what exceeding greatness what of his power to us who believe according to the working of what? His mighty power. So today, it's what? The name above all names. Today, it's the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm going to shorten what I say, shorten the speeches that I give. It's just about Jesus. Now, you don't like Jesus, that's between you. But I'm going to tell you, if you want to know how it works, it's Jesus. If you want to know how I make it every day, it's Jesus. If you want to know how I can go through the fire one more time, it's Jesus. If you want to know what how people are saved, it's Jesus. If you want to know what how people have peace, it's Jesus. If you want to know how they have joy, it's Jesus. If you want to know what how they can speak things they never heard of before because somewhere they listened to it, it's Jesus. So today, when I walk out of here, it's just about Jesus. It's got to be about Jesus. Everywhere I go, it's Jesus. They look at me and go, Jesus, well, what has that got to do with it? You need to have a skill here. That's all right. Every day, you want somebody to be perfect. Every day, I get up to make an impact on somebody's life. So if I come to work for you, guess what? It's going to be all right. Because every day, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do for you while I'm doing what I'm really called to do. It's about Jesus. The name above all names. Above our districts, above our corporations, above presidents and leaders who are bickering and going through all kind of craziness. It's about Jesus. You got to understand, a lot of this took place in spite of the Roman Empire. He had to go through the Roman Empire to show that he was over the world. Y'all know that, right? The Romans didn't have to get involved. They could have left him with the Jews to handle their own business. Pilate tried to do that. But no, it had to be that he had to go through the empire system. Why? Because he had to be found faultless, even though they did what they wanted to do to appease some other folks. But he was faultless, and he did not give in. So today, hint, don't get sidetracked of somebody else's power. What? Because when they done, Jesus is still standing. When they over, Jesus is still standing. When they retired, Jesus is still standing. When they come to the pearly gates, they're going to stand before Jesus. What? Just like we're going to stand before Jesus. And pray to God that they know Jesus and cover with the blood so he can say, come on in. Because if they don't, then they're going to go to that place that Jesus conquered to. The name above all names. Do you know that name today? Do you know Jesus is your personal Savior? Are you committed today to go out and tell the world about Jesus? How did you make it all? It was Jesus. How are you getting along? It was Jesus. I'm going to hope. Why? Because the sun is going to shine. Why? Because it's Jesus. He shined when what? When the world was dark around him, Jesus was still shining. Even though I'm young and they don't think I know something, I know Jesus. And guess what? He believes in me. He sees the best in me. He saw the best in others, but he sees the best in me. Why? It's Jesus. Because guess what? He is always anywhere and everywhere that I go. When I'm in college, when I'm at home, when I'm driving down the lonesome highway, Jesus is there with me. He keeps my eyes on the road when I'm too tired to keep my head up. Y'all know that, don't you? When you came to church today, when you slipping and sliding here, Jesus controlled your car. Other folks are in. I came down. This guy came through a light on Schaumburg. He never even slowed down and stopped. And that light was totally red. He couldn't stop if he wanted to. He would have slid on it. And I said, thank you, Lord, that I stopped to get a donut, because I would have been at that intersection had I not. And I never stopped to get me a donut in the morning. But God said, you need something in your system because you worked hard this morning. Normally I stop and get Sister Rogers one. But he stopped me today. Said, get that plain cake and eat it because you need that energy. And lo and behold, when I came through there he was. And I saw him go through and I was a half a block away. I would have been right there. $1.22 donut, y'all. Stopped me from being in the place of danger only God knew. I never... Y'all don't understand. I never eat before I preach. Never. Never. He said, stop and get a donut. And that man just went zoom right on around. Ain't stopped, ain't looked up. He had no attention. I don't think he saw the light. Light been there for years. That's how our God does for us. At the name of Jesus. How many of you know Jesus? Hallelujah. Just let me explain that Jesus did what for us? He died for us. Jesus was perfect. He never sinned. He did it because what? He loves us. Because of that love, he said, I want to make sure I take away all of your sins. All we have to do is believe that Jesus was born a special birth, that he was hung on the cross, and that he died. But then on the third day, Jesus got up. And he was so bold in truth, he said, reach here. When Thomas doubted, he said, reach here and put your fingers in my side and see the nail prints. That's how much Jesus loves you. He wants you to know, I'll give you all the power that he wants you to have so you can represent him. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you today, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for your word today, Lord. Thank you, Father, for simplifying it, reminding us, Lord, that in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God, that's all we have to do is call your name, Lord, and then follow your directions. Paul prayed that he would open up our eyes of understanding and you would give us wisdom, and we receive that prayer today, Lord God. We receive the prayer that you prayed for all those who will believe. Thank you for praying for us, Lord God. Now, Father God, thank you for your protection as we prepare to leave this place, Lord God, and go into this world. We praise you, Lord God. Your word said those who are barren just continue to praise you, and we say thank you, Lord God, how you just continue to orchestrate all that you'd have us to do. Now, Father God, have your way. Be with us that we might be a blessing to others. And the people of God said, amen, 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 amen. Amen. So today... when you go home and you look at all this snow and you look at all these things that are going on, you just tell the Lord, thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord, I made it. Thank you, Lord, that everything is well with me.